Parshas Vayera begins with stunning acts of Gemilus Chasadim, Avraham Avinu recuperating from his recent Bris Milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes for the purpose of Bikur Cholim, the Sugyan Sota Andaf Yudalad Amad Aleph. That's where the Gemara tells us the Pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Tideichu, we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, this is a classic example, the mitzvah Bikur Cholim itself. And what is Avraham Avinu doing? Despite his discomfort, he's looking for opportunities of Hachnasas Archim. When you look next Shabbos, right, in Parshas Chayisara and Perech Hafei, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu is Niftar, and in Pasuk Yir Aleph, Vayivarech Elokim, is Yitzchak Beno. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes for the opportunity of Nichum Aveilim, that also was cited by that Gemara in Sota and Yudav. And therefore, stunning models. Yikr Cholim, Nicham Aveilim, and there is a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam's found in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yudalet Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes the following. A person has an opportunity, let's say, to do both. Yikr Cholim and Nicham Aveilim. But what's the proper sequence? Which one comes first? Or maybe even if a person has to choose between one versus the other, which one indeed would take preference. We've discussed in the past. You can take a look in Shagasari, Simen Beis, Shagasari later in Simen Chaf Beis, right? Two simanim in Shagasari about the Kedima in Seder HaMitzvahs. What mitzvahs did you do first? Which mitzvahs do you do later? We discussed at length an incredible machlokas, Shagasari Yipri Chadosh. If a person has an opportunity to do two mitzvahs, one is Daraisa, one's Darabanan, is it an absolute no-brainer that first do the Daraisa? Pri Chadosh says absolutely yes. The Shagasari questions whether there is such a klal at all. Who says that there's such a klal that a mitzvah daraisa takes preference over a mitzvah darabanan in terms of the sequence, which comes first and which comes second? Here, the Rambam tells us explicitly that what happens if you have that opportunity, bikur cholim and nicham aveilim. So the Rambam writes the chiddush that Yirali is found about 100 times in the Rambam. No, these are cases where the Rambam tells you a chiddush that there really is no clear makar. But the Rambam writes that Yirali, shenachamas aveilim kodemes lebikur cholim. First nicham aveilim, followed by bikur cholim. Well, and the Rambam explains why indeed that's true. This is also an incredible yisod. The Rambam writes, after all, because bikur cholim is a chesedim hachai. You're servicing the cholah. The sugi nedarim, daf mem. You're servicing the cholah. That's an inherent part of bikur cholim, that you have to service the needs of the cholah. What about nichum aveilim? The Rambam writes, stunning, that nichum aveilim is a twofold kiyum. It's considered to be a chesed im hachai and also a chesedim hames. It has a twofold impact. Number one is the impact on the aveilim, but it also is impactful in terms of the niftar. So now the Rambam writes, that's the Hagdara, that's your choice. Nicham Aveilim is a twofold kiyum, a chesedim achai, a chesedim hameis. Mashenkin, when it comes to bikur cholim, you're servicing the chai. So the Rambam writes, Yirali shenachamas aveilim, kodemis the bikur cholim. If I were to ask you, where did the Rambam get that from? Forget about the Seder Kadima, but there are two dinim, two kiyumim, two elements too. Nicham Aveilim. In other words, that Nicham Avim, of course, is to be Menachim the Avel. But where do you see there's an element of Nicham Avim that's considered to be a chesed im hames? So maybe the answer is, you know, that's explicit in the Gemara. At least the way the Rambam understands the Gemara. A Gemara in the very end of the Sechah Shabbos, Kuf Nun Beis. There the Gemara tells us the following. Rabbi Yehuda, Meis She'ein Lo Menachim. What happens if a person is Nifter? And you know what? He doesn't have any relatives were chayiv and shiva. There are no aveilim. So the Gemara says something stunning. A little bit unclear what the Gemara means. Holchin asara b'nei adam v'yoshmi b'mkomo. A minion should get together to the place of the niftar. That's appropriate. And when you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avel, that Rambam is in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Avel, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam describes, unbelievable, that no, it means that 10 people get together Kol Shiva Yemei Avelus, for the entire Shiva. You have like a process of a Nichumim, even though there are no Avelim. That's something which is stunning, no? The rabbi is very bothered by that. If you look at the Me'iri on that Gemara, Shabbos, Kuftun Beis, Nichum Avelim, when there are no Avelim. How does that make sense? Oh, the Miri writes, apparently you see that the purpose of Nicham Avelim is not just to comfort an Avel, but it's impactful for the Nifter. It's a chesed im ha-meis. Poshab Shat as the makar of the Rambam Shita. No? Where the Rambam writes, there really is a whole Shiva house, even though you don't have Avelim. Because after all, it's not just a chesed im ha-chai. It's a chesed im ha-meis. And therefore the Rambam writes, then that's the choice. So first, Nicham Avelim, fathered by Ikur Cholim. Wow, wow. If you take a look in that Rambam, Hilchos Avim, Perek Yedalev, Halacha Zayin, there is an Or Sameach. Or Sameach just writes very, very briefly. You know, Yerah Ali is what the Rambam writes is mentioned. There's no Makar. Or Sameach is bothered. There is a Makar. And it's exactly the opposite of what the Rambam writes. Exactly the opposite. And that Or Sameach writes is the Gemara in Sukkah Andav Mem Aleph. There, the Gemara tells us the following. You know, Sukkah is something, mitzvah of Lulav Nesrug, unusual, that how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? The Gemara Psachim Adav Zayin, Mida Agbe Nafikbe. You know, you pick it up, you're Yotzeh. You pick it up, you're Yotzeh. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Gemara struggles, that how do you make a bracha over Lasi Asan? Because the moment you pick it up, you're Yotzeh. The moment you pick it up, you're Yotzeh. And you might be surprised by the answer of the Gemara. You know what the answer to the Gemara is? You're right. You're right. And that's why the bracha is not litol lehaba. The bracha is al netilas lulav. Because whenever you make a bracha after the fact, the bracha is always al. Tosas writes, a bracha is daf nun aleph. You wash. And now you're going to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha of litol yadayim. You washed already. So the bracha is al netilas yadayim. That's poshub shat in the Gemara. The reason the nusach habracha is al netilas lulav is because you were already yotzei. You pick it up, indeed. Indeed, you're yotzei. It's a whole chiddush. Now we're so conditioned by Tosus. Now upside down. Have am I not to be yotzei?